Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, before I get started, real quick, guys, don't forget to visit, like, and share our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I cannot start this show without giving a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. I am just beside myself excited about this episode. Man, this is going to be a great one. And I know you're listening, so thank you, everybody, for joining, for tuning in, whether you are tuning in the Philippines or in China, or maybe right now you're listening in Great Britain, or maybe you're listening in South Africa, or maybe it's Mexico and Spain. Wherever you are, thank you for so much for tuning in and listening to the show. And maybe this is your very first time tuning in, your very first time hearing my voice. Let me take this moment and this time to tell you thank you so much for being here. And maybe you said, Travis, man, listen, I've been listening to your show for the 4 years you've been streaming. No way am I a new person. Thank you so much for being here. I'm glad that you are. Guys, tonight's episode is going to blow you out the water. I'm not going to hold us back. Now, you do know we do have a few affiliate sponsors. We're going to put that information. But you also know this about TMG, guys, that we are all about finding moments of inspiration with everyday people. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on a show, guys, drop me an email, T-E-L-L, me something 21 at gmail.com. He said, but Travis, listen, man, I know someone that would help you have a great episode for your show, but I'm not coming on the show. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. Still drop us an email at T-E-L-L, me something 21 at gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you like. Guys, I'm going to play this information from our affiliate sponsors. Get it out the way. Once we do, guys, we're going to bring in our guest because this is going to be so good. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/ Tell Me Something Good, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Mint Mobile. Sign up and find the cellular plan that's right for you. Use the special link, bit.ly/ Tell Me Something Mint, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. There it is, guys, right there. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information will be right there in your chat. Guys, listen, if it's Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, TMG is streaming. I'm glad that you're here, guys. Tonight's episode If you did not catch it, if you did not know what we're talking about, tonight's episode, guys, is entitled Back and Forth. Yeah, I know that brings a lot of energy coming right with that back and forth. Maybe you went to work today and you had to go back and forth with somebody. Maybe somebody cut you off in the car while you were trying to get that parking space, and you found yourself going back and forth. Well, the truth is, guys, conflicts can happen anywhere and involve almost anyone. That's right. No matter who you are, conflicts can happen to you. And with the population of the world at 8.1 billion people on the planet, disagreements are bound to happen. And whether it's a fender bender or a full-blown meltdown, conflicts happen time to time. Man, guys, our guest today is an attorney turned peacemaker. Now, yeah, look at the irony of all of that right there. An attorney turned peacemaker, mediator, best-selling author, trainer, coach, and speaker. Guys, do me a favor. Give a huge TMG welcome for our very special guest, guys, Doug E. No, Doug, what's up, man? How you doing?
Travis, man, I love your energy. It's crazy.
Are you kidding me, Doug? Listen, man, all the guests I bring on my show, they add to the energy of the show, and you certainly add to it. So I'm so glad that you're here, my man.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here and share some of my thoughts with you and everybody who's listening in.
Oh, we're going to dive into this, Doug. This is going to be good. Guys, you don't even know this. I was containing myself before the show. I was about to spill the beans. I said, no, Doug, I got to hold it for the show. Doug, now you and I, we've had interesting conversations before the show, before we even met. And we talked about tonight's topic, conflict resolution, how to manage some of the back and forth that society and people, we find ourselves kind of going, that we do. What is it exactly, Doug, that you do to help get rid or help people manage a lot of this back and forth that we do?
Well, my career has taken a kind of an interesting trajectory. You know, I'm a lawyer. I don't practice law anymore. But for the first 22 years, I was a trial lawyer, civil trial lawyer, trying a lot of lawsuits. And that was, you know, litigation is adversarial and combative. And then in mid-career, around 48 years old, I decided to go back to school and earn my master's degree in peacemaking and conflict studies. And that completely changed my life. And I left $10 million on the table in the practice of law in 2000 and started my peacemaking and mediation practice on November 1st, 2000. And so my life then was teaching people or helping people resolve conflict without litigation. So through mediation processes and peacemaking processes. And then in 2010, now I'm 60 years old, at 2010, you can figure out how old I am now, with my colleague Laurel Coffer, began to train people who were serving life and long-term sentences in maximum security prisons how to stop prison violence. So we went from being in conflict as an adversarial trial lawyer
every day
to solving conflict, settling lawsuits as a mediator, to now teaching people how to stop conflicts from arising in the first place. That's what I do today.
That's the whole irony of life. Life can just paint a weird picture. So you go from a career, from one of the things that you left $10 million on the table.
Right, a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money on the table to pursue something you really had a passion for. So that just goes to show, guys, that money cannot equal what your passion is. You got to follow your passion. So here it is, Doug. This is crazy. You went from an area where arguments, disagreements, conflict was an everyday thing. This was something you knew was going to happen every day, litigating different things. And it was to a peacemaker. So you're the other side of the coin. You say, okay, guys, let's find out ways where we don't have to have this, and we could deal with this in a calmer tone, in a calmer manner. How did you even get started with that?
Well, as I told you, I went back to school to get my master's degree, and I learned a lot of stuff in that 3-year period. But the one thing I didn't learn how to do is how to calm down angry people.
Oh.
But I had studied neuroscience long before people even knew what neuroscience was.
Right.
And I had this head full of knowledge. And one day in 2005, I was in a really difficult mediation, and these people were screaming at each other, vile, vile screaming, jeez, insults. And the thought came to me, listen to the emotions.
Oh.
And I had them listen to and reflect back the emotions that they were each experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a couple that had been divorced, and they were fighting over a small problem, spent a lot of money in attorney's fees. And when we were done, they walked out holding hands and had lunch with each other. Whereas 4 hours before, if there had been knives on the table, there would have been blood on the floor.
I can imagine.
My jaw dropped. But I realized what I'd done. And so I started playing with this idea of listening to emotions. It's technically called affect labeling. Mm-hmm. And then a neuroscience study, a brain scanning study, came out in 2007 out of Matthew Lieberman's lab at UCLA, showing what happens in the brain when you tell somebody what they're feeling. And what his study showed was that as you label somebody's emotions, the emotional centers of their brain are inhibited, while at the same time, a part of the brain called the right ventral lateral prefrontal cortex, the thinking part of our brain, is activated. And people literally calm down in 90 to 120 seconds. And that was the secret. And so I've spent the rest of my time since then developing these skills and teaching it worldwide. And my promise to my students and clients is that you will never master these skills. You'll never have a fight or argument again in your life with anybody, period.
Nice.
No fights and arguments go away forever.
Wow. That's amazing. And you can think about of all the types of conflicts that people have amongst themselves and amongst others, that we have able to handle that. And a lot of times, Doug, they're doing what you've done before in litigation, there always seemed to be that conflict that never went away. Always there, always had to handle it, always to deal with it. And that's what most people's conflicts are. They're dealing with problems that don't seem to go away. How do I handle a conflict that I see every day? How do I handle a conflict that when I wake up is there, or when I go to work, that person I work with is still there? You know, the person I live with, or and how to handle those everyday conflicts that come up. Right. And if we are able to handle those everyday conflicts, it enables us to move forward and move past those things. And you touched on something that got into something that I'm going to bring up a little bit later, but you touched on it. So that just, you know, we're on the same vein. So you are an attorney. You are definitely an attorney. I know you're not practicing anymore. And how much of your experience as an attorney, right, kind of carried over into being part of this peacemaker to what you do now?
Well, I think a lot of it carries over because, as an attorney, you know, I'm still licensed and active with the California State Bar. I can see a problem from a whole bunch of different perspectives. I can look at it from a legal perspective and understand what are the legal ramifications that might be involved here. I can look at it as a businessman. I can look at it as from a business perspective and say, what are the financial and business aspects that are going on? And as a peacemaker, I can say, so what are the emotional and moral factors that are playing into all of this. All of my education and experience comes to bear on either training, coaching, and teaching people how to stop fights and arguments, or coming in and helping them have a difficult conversation, or mediating a dispute that they have that is not amenable to litigation or being solved in the courts. So all of my experience helps in every single situation.
So you just kind of use all your tools, so to speak, that's in your tool bag to help with this. You know, and a lot of times, though, Doug, a lot of times what happens when it comes with conflicts, I've noticed we're limited to certain tools that we have.
The tools that we learned in childhood. That's literally the truth, Travis.
Wow.
Most people stop maturing at about emotionally maturing between 6 and 8 years old, because they learn that they're living in an emotionally unsafe environment, even in the most loving families. At 6 to 8 years old, children are starting to develop some agency, and they're no longer the cute little cuddly things.
Right,
and
right.
Mom and dad do things that they don't even know they're doing. They do it unconsciously, that shuts kids down emotionally, and they carry that all the way into adulthood. So that you'll see 40-year-olds arguing back and forth and shouting and screaming. You see, they're acting like 6-year-olds.
Like 6-year-olds.
And the fact of the matter is, in that moment, they are 6 years old, because they're reverting back to their childhood programming. That's all they know, unless they're trained.
So it's possible, based on what you're saying, to have this 50-year-old, 40-year-old, 30-year-old still behaving as if they're 10 years old, and we're wondering why. It's because that's where they are at that moment. You're not arguing with that 30-year-old. You're still arguing with the 6-year-old, and you're wondering why you're frustrated, because, well, you're arguing with a 6-year-old.
It is. Okay. You're right. Exactly correct. And the secret is learning how to listen that person into existence, making that person feel heard. The moment you make that adult 6-year-old feel heard, the conflict goes away.
Wow.
That's the secret. And in order to do this, you have to do something that's very counterintuitive and very counternormative. You have to abandon reason. You have to abandon reason. You have to forget about the idea that human beings are rational beings. We are not rational beings. There's no such thing as rationality. There is no such thing as rationality. We can reason. We can use critical thinking skills. We can problem solve. But at our essence, we are emotional beings, not rational beings.
I would agree with that completely. We definitely are emotional
and that
beings.
And that means that when we are involved with somebody who's fighting or arguing or shouting or upset or sad, it doesn't matter what the emotion is. In that moment, you cannot solve those kinds of problems with logic and reasoning. So you have to abandon reasoning and use emotional tools. And when you do that, a massive transformation occurs, both in yourself and in the person that you're speaking with or listening to. That massive transformation is deep emotional validation. And when you do that, people calm down in 90 to 120 seconds, and they feel safe inside themselves, and they feel grateful for you, even though they were shouting at you a few minutes ago, because you took the time to listen them into existence.
They feel heard.
They feel heard.
You get them back to that sense of what I hear is this, Doug. We bring them to a sense of value.
That's correct.
Because when a person feels heard, they begin to feel value. Their value increases. Right. And when a person's value increases, they're willing to go, okay, it's not worth screaming. It's not worth yelling. Right. Let me go ahead.
Exactly.
And they'll come. And what we're saying is this: we have to look past how we feel at that moment about that person, how the emotions of anger at that moment of how we're doing, and say, okay, this person is valuable. What they're saying is valuable to them. What they are saying is valuable because they believe what they're saying.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what caused the upset. We don't care about what caused the upset. All we care about is that they're having an emotional experience.
Correct.
We want to validate that emotional experience. That doesn't mean we're validating the cause of the emotion. We're just validating the emotions themselves because they are real.
That's
and
it.
When we do that in a very particular way, like I said, the magic occurs. People calm down almost instantly. And then you can sit down and have a conversation about what the real issues are.
Correct. Because at the end of the day, Doug, what it all boils down to is we just want to be heard. Whatever the issue is, we just want to be heard.
For every single human being on the planet, that's all they want. They just want to be heard. And if we can take the time to listen to them in a way that makes them feel heard from their frame of reference.
From their frame of reference, exactly.
From their frame of reference, not from my frame of reference, but from your frame of reference, Travis. You just relax and you say, oh, you get me. You heard me. And then all the tension goes away.
You know, what happens a lot of times, Doug, what I've noticed, what happens when we are in conflict with individuals, with people, what happens is we take the other person's voice away because we're so busy trying to prove our point.
Even more than that, we are trying to get heard ourselves.
Exactly.
Why do you think the shouting unit, it starts like this, and then it goes up and shouting and shouting and shouting and shouting and shouting and shouting and shouting, because each side is raising their voice because you're not listening to me. I'm raising my voice. Please listen to me. That's the only reason why in arguments, the voices get louder and louder and louder. It's like I'm on on one side of a river trying to shout at you across the river. Pay attention
to me. Everybody's trying to be heard at the same time.
Nobody's listening. That's right.
And we all want to be heard, all to be heard at the same time, and it can't be. So what we have to do is what I'm hearing is we have to acknowledge how real that person is feeling, how real those emotions are, and let that person say, you know what, your emotions mean something to me. Your emotions are valuable. They are valid. Because a lot of times what I understand when we're having this conflict with people, you know, we really want, Doug, I'm getting it now. You know what we really want? We want validation.
That's right.
We're seeking validation. Right. And if you are an individual who comes from a background where you didn't receive that validation from your parents, loved ones, or teachers, or whomever, if we don't, this is just another instance where you're not being validated.
That's right.
If you don't see the value in who you are as a person, then, you know, you and I both know this. You know, there are people who, you know, you said, man, I left $10 million on the table. Many people wouldn't do that because they say that would validate me. The jobs validate them. Their families validate them. They find different things to validate them. And this disagreement, this problem that I'm having is just another reason for someone not to validate who I am. And a lot, guys, listen to me. I know you're listening. I know you're watching. But if the truth be told, when you're in conflict with someone, you know, you just want to be validated. You just want to be heard. You want to feel value. You want to feel like what you say matters, because this is just another instance where someone is not paying you attention. This is just another instance where someone's not validating who you are as a person. And Doug, this conflict continues because not who I'm in conflict with, because I'm not being validated as myself.
That's right.
I'm fighting. I've got a conflict in here and a conflict out there, Doug.
Right. So what I teach is I teach you how to validate the person who's angry, and I teach you how to validate yourself.
All right, see?
And when you do that, everything quiets down, like I said, in less than a minute and a half.
Absolutely.
It's a counterintuitive skill. It's not something that you can figure out on your own. It's counterintuitive, and it goes against everything you think you know about listening.
Everything we've been taught.
Well, that's the thing that's so interesting about neuroscience, is neuroscience is teaching us how our brains actually work, which flies in the face of the way that for 4,000 years we thought our brains were working. Because what we experience and the inferences we draw from what we experience is not what's actually going on. And now that we know what's actually going on, we can do interventions that, although they're weird in the beginning, they work really, really well. I mean, they work every time without fail. But it's really weird.
Wow. Guys, I told you this was going to be good. How to handle this back and forth that we have, and we've already talked about, guys, some of the best ways to handle it is to handle the things that's inside of us. That validation is what we've been looking for, and that's a lot of, you know, Doug, we find a lot of people, man, who we say they like to argue a lot. They like to argue. All they do, they love arguing. Well, maybe that person who likes to argue, maybe they're, like you said, Doug, maybe they're just looking for validation.
That's it. That's all they want. Time. They argue because they want to be heard. That's all they want.
Oh, man. Come on. Man, you just ended a lot of family arguments right there.
That's right. That's why I say, do follow my skills, learn my skills. You'll never have a fighter argument again in your life unless you want to. But if you don't want to fight your argument, you'll never have them again.
That's it. That's it. Man, most try to avoid.
That's right.
You know, they try to, I don't want to do it.
That's right. And the reason for that is because we've never been trained how to manage our emotions. And so when we are in conflict with somebody else, what do we feel? We feel a lot of anxiety. When somebody's emotional around, we feel a lot of anxiety. Now, it's an unconscious anxiety that we're not aware of because we're not very self-aware. But it's that anxiety that's causing the discomfort. And so what do? We try to avoid it. We run away from it. Maybe we take action to try to get rid of the anxiety. But it's fundamentally the unmanaged anxiety of another person's emotions cause in us that cause us to be poor until we learn the skills. It causes to be poor at working in emotional situations. So the one of the things that I teach is how do we learn to manage our anxiety? And the secret is to not get anxious in the first place. And the way that you don't get anxious in the first place is to master the skills of emotion so that when you're getting upset, I'm saying, I know exactly what to say. I know how to say it. I know when to say it. I got this.
Exactly.
And I can sit there and be calm and confident and composed and comfortable that you are going to calm down. And I don't even sweat it. Oh, you're just having a moment. I got it. Let me calm you down. And you'll never get upset again at anybody. You can take literally a 2-year-old who's having a tantrum and calm that child down in 90 seconds. Literally.
Parents, did you hear that?
And I get reports from parents all the time that say their 2- and 3-year-olds, as they start to listen to and reflect the child's emotions, within 4 to 5 months, tantrums are gone. They go away. Wow. And here's the other thing that's really amazing. If you take that 2- or 3-year-old and you start as a parent listening to their emotions and reflecting their emotions, by the time they're 12, the research shows that they are academically 2 years ahead of their peers. And they have the emotional maturity of an average 21-year-old at 12 years old. Because what's happening,
they're able to manage their emotions better.
That's right. Because those children don't get stuck like many children do at 6 to 8 years old. Mom and dad have created a safe emotional environment and are coaching and teaching their children how to manage their emotions and are validating their emotional experience. And in that critical time period of 3 to 12 years old, when the brain is really going through a lot of growth,
sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Children, they not only develop cognitively, which is what happens in school, for example, but they also develop emotionally, which doesn't happen in school and doesn't happen in a lot of homes.
That's great.
And so when they're 12 years old, just ending adolescence, they've got a brain that's well balanced. And they have a serious advantage over their peers.
I can understand that because when we teach our children, or better yet, just validate those emotions that our children have, we begin to validate that. It begins to help them make better cognitive decisions.
Exactly.
Because I already feel validated. I don't have to do anything extra to be validated.
Right.
The screaming and the yelling is I'm screaming and yelling to be validated.
And when you validate, screaming and yelling becomes unnecessary. And so they don't engage in it because now they have tools.
That's correct.
They have tools for managing all of that emotion. And we're not repressing the emotion. We're not suppressing anything. We are simply validating it.
That's it. That's it. That's it. I heard someone say this one time. You were talking about tools to handle things. I heard someone say this one time. They said, if the only tool that you have in your toolbox is a hammer, then every problem you see looks like a nail. Right. And you're going to swing that hammer on everything, right. whether it needs it or not. You got that hammer, that's and right. you're just hitting everything. And it's an overkill. That's right. And a lot of times our emotions, a lot of times these emotions, these conflicts are overkill. They're over the edge and over the top because the only tool we got to swing with, Doug, is this hammer. And everything looks like a nail. Right. To us, the smallest problem. Who drunk the last juice and put the empty container back in the refrigerator? You got your hammer out. Who turned the television off? You got your hammer out. You know, who didn't fill the gas tank back up? You got your hammer out. Your boss gives you extra work at, you know, extra duties to do at work. Why me? You fly off the handle. You got your hammer out on everything that looks like a nail because the only tool we got, Doug, is a hammer.
Exactly. And we should be spending more. We should be spending more time educating ourselves and our children that there are a lot more tools in the toolbox than just that hammer.
You need a wrench sometimes. You need some pliers sometimes. You might need that drill, right. You know, to get to the core of the issue. But I think you're on the head of man when you're talking about validation. I think we're on the head of a lot of disagreements, a lot of arguments. People just want, especially look at today's society and the news, people just want to be heard, Doug. At the end of the day, I don't care what you say, rich, poor, whatever side of town you're on, everybody has a voice and they want to be heard. They don't want to be silent. Now, you help others de-escalate some really intense stuff from what your litigations, so really intense situations. What does this look like in practical ways as far as kind of de-escalate some intense situations? Well,
Let me show you how it works, Travis. I want you to tell me a story of something that happened to you that was a little bit upsetting in the last couple of, it can be just a minor thing, but just in the last couple of days. Just think of something that got you a little frustrated or angry or upset or something. And let me show you how, I'll demonstrate exactly how it's done.
Okay. Let's see. My grandson. Love him very much. Love my grandson very much. 2 years old, by the way. I was downstairs in the basement preparing for a show, writing some notes, and he gets on my computer and starts typing. I'm like, Amir, come on, dude. It took me 45 minutes to write this.
You love your grandson, who's 2 years old. By the way, you don't look old enough to have a two-year-old grandson. But you love him, and you were working, and he all of a sudden started pounding on the keyboard like two-year-olds do, and you got really frustrated because all of your hard work was just destroyed, and you said, what the heck? And so you're feeling disrespected, you're feeling unappreciated, you're feeling unsupported, you're frustrated and irritated and annoyed. But at the same time, you're feeling this conflict because it's your two-year-old grandson who you love more than anything else in the world. And so you say, what the heck do I do with this? I can't be mad at him. He's just a kid. But on the other hand, he just wrecked my day by screwing up all my notes. And so you were a little sad and distressed that you had to go back and do it. And so it was just a difficult moment for you.
Wow, that's exactly this guy. Let me tell you something. That right there will resolve a lot of problems in families between spouses.
So everything. let's just reflect on what happened. When I finished, how did you feel?
Calm, and I was going to bring things into perspective and say, well, he's 2 years old. He's actually trying to do what he saw me doing.
Right. But so, you calm down, you calm down. And when you think about the episode now, is there any upset involved in it now?
No, zero. I look at it deeper.
And so what did I do? Do you even know what I did?
Everything you just said, you validated my feelings in that moment.
Three things I did. The first thing I did is I ignored your words. The second thing I did is I listened to your emotions. And the third thing I did is I reflected back your emotions with a you statement. I didn't use that active listening crap. What I think you're feeling is X. Bullshit. Doesn't work. use the you statement. So it's a three-step process. Ignore the words. Listen to the emotions. Mm-hmm. Reflect the emotions with the you statement until four things happen. They all happened with you. Number one, you nodded your head. Number two, you said exactly. Number three, your shoulders dropped. And number four, you gave a sigh of relief. Those are the four involuntary relaxation responses that you get when you de-escalate and successfully and somebody calms down. And it happened with you. It happens with every human being. You can't help it because it's the way your brain's hardwired. And that's how you do it.
Guys, I told you this was a good episode. See, I told you this was going to be good. This is something, Doug, do you know how many families and coworkers have separated because they had so much back and forth? Right. And there's so much back and forth. And if you think about back and forth, it's not this side or that side. It's what's happening in the middle. It's all the stuff that goes on in the middle. And guys, whether you like to admit it or not, or whether you want to say it or not, it's not whether it's your side that's right or their side that's wrong or whatever. The problem is everything that's going on in the middle. It's everything that happens in the middle, because we live in the middle. That's where everything is decided, in the middle. It's not decided on your side or their side or his side or her side or whatever side. It's what's going on in the middle, the things that we can't work out, the emotions that we haven't even acknowledged they exist, because everybody's trying to prove themselves right or wrong and all this back and forth. Man, there is a part of the brain, and you brought this up earlier, and I thought you were going to hit on it and say, no, don't say it yet, Doug. Don't reveal it. But there is a part of the brain, guys. I'm going to show this video. But there's a part of the brain, guy, called the thalamus. Okay, it's called the thalamus. Now, this is the part of the brain, of our brains, in which our perceptions originate. This is where our perceptions originate, in the thalamus. And during conflict, the thalamus, or our brain's perception center, starts to work on interpreting the stimuli or what's going on or what's causing the back and forth in the conflict. Now, this is where our wrong assumptions come from. You know, people say, oh, you got the wrong assumptions. You got the wrong assumption of things. Well, it all is beginning to originate in the thalamus, or that perception center of our brain. This is where that wrong assumptions come from. And from all of this, our brain, get this, creates a story or a narrative of the entire conflict, from beginning, middle to end. Get this, guys, even if we don't have all of the information necessary for the complete story. Watch this video real quick, guys. Look at this. I'm gonna put this up. This here is called, guys, this part of the brain is the thalamus. This is the part of the brain, guys, that controls all our perception. Well, that's just how I perceive it. That's how I look at it. That's how I got it. Mm. And it is a lot of times the wrong assumption. And this is where that story comes from. Even if we don't have all the details, our minds begin to formulate the whole story, beginning, middle, and end. So during conflict, this part of the brain is busy at work. I wonder how many people have made wrong assumptions on partial information, Doug. A lot of back and forth is just back and forth because you haven't even heard all of it. You're not listening for all of it. You just heard that one part, and that story is already started in our minds. The thalamus, guys. Doug, I got to ask this question based on that. And I know you're familiar with that. I saw you nodding your head on it. Are there practical things we can do to de-escalate a story?
Sure.
That already had beginning, middle, and ending?
Absolutely. All you have to do.
Well, help us out.
All right. So if you're the one that's angry and you need to calm yourself down, then what you want to do is label your own emotions and say something like, I'm really angry. I'm frustrated. I'm annoyed. I feel completely disrespected. I feel ignored and unheard. And I feel unappreciated and unsupported. And I'm really anxious and worried and concerned about this. And I'm really sad. because I want connection and nobody's connecting with me. And so I feel distressed and upset. And then if it's really bad, you'd say, and I feel completely abandoned and all alone. And I feel like I've been rejected and betrayed, and I feel worthless and unlovable. And just by saying those things to yourself, you will literally calm yourself in 90 seconds. If you need to calm somebody else, you do exactly the same thing. You use a you statement and you tell somebody what they're feeling. Don't ask questions. Don't use an I statement. Just say you. Oh man, Travis, you're really upset. You're angry and pissed off. You're frustrated. You're really upset. You don't feel respected. You feel like you're being ignored and not heard. You feel completely unappreciated and unsupported. And you know, something, man, it's like really that. Making you anxious. And you're really worried and concerned and even a little scared and terrified. And feel a little shame and humiliation, a little embarrassment around this. But really, you're really,
this is good,
really
stuff,
disgusted
man.
And appalled and nauseated. And you're sad and upset and distressed and depressed. And you feel really abandoned and completely rejected and lonely and unloved and betrayed. And at the end of the day, you feel completely worthless. And the whole thing just really pisses you off.
Wow. Wow.
That's how you do it. With those words. Wow. In that order. And that's what I teach people how to do.
Guys, I told you this is good because this is stuff, Doug, that we can use every day. Not just talking about, we're not just talking about, you know, work relationships. We're talking about relationships we have with people in our family, people we meet everywhere in a store. Guys, even things, relationship you have with yourself. You have to acknowledge and validate how you feel. Running from it or quote unquote avoiding how we feel doesn't really help ourselves, doesn't really help the other person. Oh, I'm just going to avoid it like it never happened. That's not going to solve how we feel avoiding or running from it. It just doesn't. I know you wrote a book, Doug. You have a book entitled De-Escalate, How to Calm an Angry Person in 90 Seconds or Less. All right. De-Escalate, How to Calm an Angry Person in 90 Seconds or Less has won awards. Gosh, yeah, has won awards all over the place for the things that you share. And I can see why just listening to you. Tell us a little bit about it and how the book came about.
Well, the De-Escalate is my fourth book. And in 2012 and 2013, actually starting in 2010, 2011, 2012, I was working on my third book, Elusive Peace. And so all of my incarcerated students, of which I have had thousands, but in every prison and every yard I went into to teach, they all knew that I was an author. And some of them had even gotten a copy of Elusive Peace when it came out. And so they started asking me to write a book that they could share with their families because their families were seeing these profound transformations occurring the people in prison because they were growing, they were changing, they were getting emotional intelligence. They were getting back in touch with their emotions. They were becoming human beings again.
Right, right.
Beautiful roses, right? So I said, okay, I'll do that. So in 2016, I just knocked the book out. I had the book knocked out and by the fall, and my agent was able to sell the book the second time around. She sold it. The first publisher she went to said, this is too smart for our audience. So she gave it to Simon & Schuster, and Simon & Schuster picked it right up. And the book came out in September of 2017. Today it's in five languages, I think, four or five languages, second printing. It was an Amazon bestseller.
Wow.
And the book basically teaches you what I've just demonstrated. So the first three chapters talk about what is affect labeling, why does it work, what's the science behind it. And then I take you through the arc of life, starting with listening to the emotions of children, listening to the emotions of teenagers, adolescents, then going into dating, marriage, divorce, school, business, leadership, and then finally listening as a spiritual practice. And that's the arc of the book. It's a very easy read. I wrote it to be read on a cross-country flight from California back east. And you can read it in 3 or 4 or 5 hours. And it's just chock full of information with hundreds and hundreds of examples of how you can use affect labeling in very common situations. And it's available on Amazon. Just look at Doug Knoll, De-escalate, and it'll pop right up.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, Doug. This looks fantastic here. I'm going to get a picture of it so I can bring it so everyone can see it here. But yeah, this looks perfect. But so this book has been in around for when it's been helping, you said, people who were incarcerated, correct?
I wrote it at the request of my students, my prison students, people who were in prison.
Wow.
Because they wanted something they could give to their families.
And so
it turns out, of course, that it dawned on me that the skills that I was teaching in prison probably are applicable outside of prison. Yes, exactly. It's a powerful tool. It's what I consider to be the foundation. It's a foundational skill of life. There's not a human being on the planet that couldn't benefit from learning these skills and practicing them. Because, like I said, you can end all fights and arguments forever.
And I'm listening to what you're saying and sharing today. Well, you have no idea that the things that people go through and deal with in families and just everyday life, and it's, how you touched on so many different
that,
things.
All of that is imagine being able to build instant trust, loyalty, and rapport at work. And then imagine being able to build instant loyalty, trust, and intimacy at home. Imagine being able to create emotional safety wherever you are so that all people always feel safe with you. And imagine being able to confront any angry person and maintain your own calm, composure, and do it in confidence and compassion. And never, ever, ever, that's
right
elusive peace. That's elusive peace, not de-escalate. That's my third book. That's my third book that I was talking
about. Well, that's
about.
The one we're talking about.
We're talking about De-escalate. Go find De-escalate.
I'm going to find that one for you, Doug.
Yeah, find De-escalate. That's my third book. All of these things, if you can imagine having this skill, that's the promise that I make to anybody who trains under me. And what's beautiful is it only takes about 6 to 8 weeks to master these skills, spending about an hour a week of practice. And you can completely transform your life forever.
So these are things that can be practically done. And, you know, it takes some time. It takes some work, but it can be done in a practical sense.
It takes 8 hours of training and maybe another 8 hours or so a week of practice. It is not hard to do. It is counterintuitive and counternormative. So it's a little weird in the beginning. But once you get it fast. It's easier than learning how to ride a bicycle.
Wow.
But you just have to be taught how to do it because it's so different than what you think you know about listening. That's the problem. Because it's weird telling somebody how they feel until you do it. Then it's just natural and said, this is amazing. How did I ever get along without this?
And you start saying, I should have done this a long time ago.
That's right. That's right.
There you go. I think this is the book here.
There you go. That's it. That's the book.
How to Calm an Angry Person in 90 Seconds or Less.
Right.
Something that we all can do. And Doug, what I'm hearing is it starts with us. It all begins with first you say, okay, let me
learn. Travis, is learning, taking the time to learn the skills.
Wow.
These are not intuitive skills. This is not something you're just going to be able to think about and do. You have to be taught how to do this. It's counterintuitive and counternormative. Otherwise, we would have discovered this a long time ago. It took me studying for years, doing the scientific research, and then putting myself into a position where I had to come up with something and my brain finally put all the pieces together for it to click.
Wow.
And then I was able to start developing the practice and teaching it to other people.
Wow. absolutely amazing. Let me ask you a question real quick. I know we both got to get out of here. I ask this of all my guests, though, because I think it's important. What's something practical? What's something practical each of us can do to help stop or calm the back and forth that we find every day? What's something that we can do to something practical that we can do?
Learn these skills. But if you doubt the efficacy of what we're talking about here, then do this. Next time you go into Starbucks and you hand the barista your credit card, say something like this. Wow, you're really happy today. Label their emotion. Label it as happiness, because Starbucks only hires people who at 6 a.m. are pretty happy people. You're not going to go wrong. Say, hey, you're really happy today, and watch what happens. Just do that simple little experiment and observe how the barista responds to you. And that will convince you about the power of what I'm talking about. I'm not going to tell you what happens. You got to go out and do it yourself. Figure it out.
I like that. I like that. What is a word of advice that you can give to someone who's listening right now? Who's listening right now, whether they're watching this or they're going to go back and listen to something on Spotify or Pandora or something, to somebody who's listening right now that is struggling with a conflict or in the middle of one?
I would say that invest some time and effort in learning the skill. It's not that hard. It won't take that long. There are a lot of different ways you can learn it. You can go onto my website and download it. I've got online video courses that teach how to do this. You've got the book. If you want private coaching, you can contact me. If you want me to come in and teach a group, like a corporate leadership team or your church, or I'll just tell you that it just reminded me that earlier this year, I worked with a church in Northern Virginia who their mission is to serve homeless people.
Uh-huh.
And I trained their leadership team how to de-escalate and calm angry homeless people. And the people were just blown away by what they were able to do and how they were able to validate the strong emotions of homeless people. So if you've got a group that is doing social justice work and you want to know how to calm people that you're serving who are really angry, then I can show you how to do it. And I can do the teaching and coaching and training. And if you're a couple, for example, and you want to know, how do I listen my children into existence? How do I build intimacy and trust in my romantic relationship? Then that's what I do. I teach you how to do that.
Wow.
If you're in the dating scene, you gotta be careful.
That's a good one.
You gotta be careful about this. But as I tell my female graduate students, I say be very careful, because if you start after labeling a guy, he's gonna immediately fall in love with you. But if you're a guy and you start validating a girl's emotions, don't be surprised at what happened.
Don't be surprised. Yeah, buddy. We're going to say that for another episode, Doug. That sounds like a topic for a whole other show. Guys, listen, Doug, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being part of the show and helping us today in calming these emotions and dealing with a lot of this back and forth that we deal with in our everyday lives, man. We really appreciate all the value that you added to the show today. Guys, I really, really do. Let me go ahead and get this started the right way, Doug, because if I don't do this, then I promise I'll get a message. Well, why didn't you do that, Travis? So let me go ahead and do it this way. And let me do it like this and like that. There we go. There you go. Now, guys, as you know, let me just say this in closing. A lot of times, guys, dealing with conflicts within ourselves might just be the key to dealing with conflicts with others. So we want to handle a lot of the back and forth that others have with us and we have with them. Let's first start dealing with what we deal with ourselves. Validate your own emotions. Validate who you are. Know that you have value yourself. Guys, do me a favor. Also, I don't do this all the time, but my wife reminds me that I should do this. Guys, I also wrote a book and I published on Amazon. It's a self-published book. A few years ago, when I did do that, it became a number one download. Surprised me, Doug. Had no idea. No idea. So, guys, pick up a copy of this ebook called Always Inspired, Practical Ways and living through this madness that we call life. There it is right there. Always inspired. Guys, we got to get out of here, but we can't stay all day. But as always, guys, thank you to our very special guest, Doug Eno, for joining us today. And thank you, our guests, our audience, for being here. Guys, don't forget, you can stream your favorite episode on your favorite listening platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Pandora, and so many more. So as we get out of here, guys, as always, I got to say this, guys. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.